1.23.
Welcome to our weekly program, in which we meet young people who have been actively involved in some unique experiments. Today, I've invited Tony Miller, a psychology student from Zurich. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
What kind of experiment did you take part in?
Well, I joined a team of university researchers as a volunteer. We wanted to find out why some rich people are happy about their lives and some are not. We focused on those parts of the brain which deal with making decisions and feelings. We discovered that...
Let me interrupt you here. How many people did you invite to take part in your experiment? And what were their tasks?
So, at the beginning, 50 participants received a sum of money. One group could spend the money only on their own needs or luxuries, and the other on someone they knew. It could be a relative, a neighbor. It was their own decision. We observed how the parts of their brains communicated when they were making their decisions. We also asked the participants how happy they were before, during, and after the experiment.
And I guess their answers depended on how they'd spent their money.
Exactly. Those who'd spent the money on their own pleasures were not happy at all. But the people in the generous group felt happy at every stage of the experiment, from getting money to giving someone a gift.
So, what does the experiment suggest?
Well, it shows that people who are doing something for others are happier than those who are selfish and think only about their own needs. That's it.
It would explain why most people prefer giving presents to receiving them. I hope your experiment will inspire young people to be more active in charities and do voluntary work. Because, as you say,
generous people live happier lives.